Welcome back to the Gigi Meyer podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer. And last week, I somewhat introduced to you my online business called GFIT, right? That I began about a year ago. And to be honest, there's still a lot to learn about GFIT. Like I haven't even really scratched the surface. But last week, we talked about the three big reasons, not the only reasons, but three big reasons why we're different. So if you haven't had a chance yet to go listen, definitely head back and listen to episode three reasons why GFIT is different. And so today I wanted to talk about something along with GFIT, right? And it's one of the very first things that my members learn and actually see when they come into the program. It's the five rules of GFIT. It's one of the very first videos that they see. And it's one of the most important things. Like as a coach for myself, right? One of the biggest learning lessons I've had for myself. And I think one of the biggest learning lessons I think for any member coming into the program is to have realistic expectations. It's part of the plan. You need to have realistic expectations. And my job is, you know, to help them with that and to essentially tell them the truth from the start. You know, it's like, awesome, welcome. But hey, you know, what you want is 100% possible. However, you know, it's really important for you to know it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a little bit of work. But it's my job as your coach to help you be aware, to help you understand what it takes, to tell you the truth, and then to guide you there in a healthy and sustainable way, right? That's the truth. You know, I can't give it to you. I don't have the magic formula, but I do have some tools that can help you. But it's all on you. It's one thing to have the tools, right, and the guidance, but it's another to actually apply those tools and that guidance. All right. It's all on you. And so a lot of people, you know, they celebrate when they make the investment, they get really excited and they celebrate, which should be celebrated. And that means, you know, you've showed that you're a priority in your life and you're investing in yourself. And that's great, but the job isn't done there. It doesn't stop there. Right. In fact, we're just getting started. You're committed now at this very moment. It's new and exciting and you're committed and you're motivated, but that doesn't matter yet, right? What matters is that you, along the way, make the decision to recommit along the way, especially when things get hard. And that decision comes from you, right? So anyways, at GFIT, we have five rules of GFIT. And again, this is one of the first videos that our members watch when onboarding our program that contains this information, all right? And so keep in mind, last episode, we talked about how the goal of GFIT is to be the last program you'll ever need, right? And so for those coming into the program, like what they're about to experience, what they're about to hear and what they're about to learn is a little bit different than what you've tried in the past. You know, it's a little bit different than what they've tried in the past. But the reality is, you know, if those things worked in the past, then they wouldn't be here, right? You wouldn't be here. So yeah, your approach, you know, our approach, strategies, beliefs are going to be a little bit different. And so that being said, right, let's dive into it. Rule number one, buckle down for the long run. Look, I know you want to lose 10 pounds now. I know you want to have the six pack now. I know you want to do 10 pull-ups now. Whatever it is, I know you want it now, but if we're going to be realistic and if we want to set you up for success for the rest of your life, which is our goal and what we want for you, but you must buckle down for the long run. All right. The reality is this stuff doesn't happen overnight, right? Our goal is we have to tell you the truth. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and consistency. And if your expectation is to get there in a couple months and your approach is going balls to the wall because you want to get there as soon as possible, nobody can sustain that. We've seen it many times, right? You've probably tried it many times. If that's your approach and your mindset, you'll be on a path of constant letdown and frustration, right? Because your expectations are going to just set you up for failure time after time, right? Does this sound familiar? And so in some cases, most people don't want to hear this, but because of some damage that's been done before, some information you've been fed and believed, you know, you've been crash dieting for years. You know, you've tried this, you've tried that. And the foundation of your beliefs and your mindset and just your general health, there might be a little bit of damage done, right? And so sometimes we just have to go back to the very, very basics and restore the basics. It's like we actually have to take a couple steps backwards in order to take many more steps forward. That's how we do it. And if you don't really like that, right? You want it now. You want the quick fix to get it here now. You know, you won't do well with this program. And honestly, you won't do very well for the rest of your life, right? Like I said, sometimes in order to set yourself up for success forever, sometimes you have to restore the foundation, take a couple steps back, build that back up, and then build upon it, and then take steps forward. Sometimes that's the reality, all right? So that means buckle down for the long run. It's not a diet or a sprint in the gym. It's a lifestyle. A lifestyle that embodies the results of putting in time and being consistent. The results of hard work, right? So that's rule number one, buckle down for the long run. Rule number two, my favorite, one of the things that changed my life entirely, it's to relentlessly focus on progress, not perfection. Progress over perfection. This is one of the biggest things I've learned. My coach, John Madsen, I talked about him in the last episode, but he told me once that perfection is the lowest standard that someone can hold themselves to. And I didn't understand that at first. I was like, the lowest, like, shouldn't it be the highest? Like, perfection is the highest standard, isn't it? And then he said, it's so far out of reach, it almost keeps you from doing anything. Wow, right? And it gives you a reason to sulk and just give up. And I was like, dang, that's so true. Like, all the time. And like I said, this is something I struggle with, perfectionism. I've gotten much better at it. But I find myself needing to be perfect. I find myself holding myself to this standard of perfection. And in most cases, unless it's perfect, sometimes I don't even want to try. Sometimes I don't even want to go for it. And then nothing happens. I don't move, right? Or I go for it and I fail. And then I feel sorry for myself. And then I give myself excuses why not to try again. Sound familiar? Yes, but focusing on progress, you know, just 1% better this time around, that eliminates, you know, that all or nothing mentality too, right? Which ties back into rule number one. You know, if you're trying to do this for the long run, you can't be perfect every day and you can't, you know, have the all or nothing approach for the long run. It's not realistic, right? So focusing on progress, just 1% better, eliminates that all or nothing mentality. And it eliminates the need to be perfect, because all you got to be is 1% better, right, than you were yesterday. That's doable. And then imagine where you'll be in a year or in 2 years or in 10 years. And to be honest, if you don't like hearing that and you don't want to hear that it might take a year, then you will struggle with fitness for the rest of your life. Like, that's something you just got to get used to. Buckle down for the long run, zoom out, right? But the other key word in this rule is relentless, right? Relentless focus on progress and not perfection. If you're relentlessly after perfection, you will constantly be let down, constantly. But if you're relentlessly after progress, my friend, you will go so far. Keyword, relentless. If you're comparing yourself to perfection as opposed to progress, right, you will not only be miserable because you'll never get there, but you're also only just so focused on the gap and that distance that you have to go between where you are right now and where you think you should be, which is perfect. All you're doing is focusing on that gap as opposed to simply comparing yourself to yesterday, or a month ago, or a year ago, or from where you started. You know, that is one of the biggest things that I've noticed in just girls that I'm working with. They are so focused on where they need to be, but they miss all the time how far they've come. So just that one shift in perception can change everything for you. It changed everything for me. Focus on progress, not perfection. Relentless focus on progress, not perfection. All right. Because the truth is, you're going to mess up. You're going to fail. But what doesn't matter is that you failed. What matters is that you get right back up and you carry on. You know, with that perfectionist mindset, a failure is the end of the world because it's not supposed to happen. It's not expected. And once it happens, you can't even believe it. And you just sulk, right? But if you just focus on progress and you welcome failure as not failure, but a lesson to learn, opportunity to learn, to grow, then no time is wasted. That's a perfect opportunity to grow. Like I was saying, what doesn't matter is that you failed, but what matters is that you get right back up and you get right back on plan and you carry on and take with you what you learned. All right. So that is rule number two, relentlessly focus on progress, not perfection. Progress over perfection. All right. Number three, get comfortable with change, sister. Get comfortable with change. You have to be willing and able to adjust and adapt to whatever is going on, right? There's only so much that we can control in our lives. And yes, if we lived in a bubble and we can control every aspect of our life, it'd be easy for sure, right? But that certainly isn't realistic. It wouldn't be fun. That wouldn't be fun, right? And so people often hesitate to dive into the program because it's, quote, not the right time, end quote. Like they're waiting for the perfect opportunity to put their life on pause where they don't have any distractions. There's no vacations coming up, no big changes. They're already in a good routine. So now they can start this thing and then they can do this program successfully because it's the right time. And I'm just like, you know, if that's the case, there honestly will never be the right time. That's perfectionism. If you're waiting for the perfect time, you know, but if you're waiting for the perfect time, how many times has this happened to us? If you're waiting for the perfect time, how often do we find ourselves like not doing anything? It keeps us from doing anything, right? If we wait for the perfect time, because it never happens. And then 6 months go by and a year, right? And you're right where you were, probably worse. You've probably gone in the other direction where if you would have just started, you'd be a heck of a lot further than you were. You'd be a heck of a lot further than you are now, right? If you would have just started. But now here we are revisiting the same conversation, like lesson learned yet, right? So get comfortable with change. Change is a huge part of life. We all know that. But in another, you know, from another perspective of change, you know, if you want a different outcome, if you're not happy with something going on in your life, you want a different result, like you want change in your life, there has to be change. Something has to change. If you just keep doing exactly what you're doing, the result is going to stay the same. You know, that's simple, right? And there's one of two things that can change. One, you change, your habits change, your lifestyle changes, your mindset changes. Something about you has to change. Or you change your goals, you change your expectations. If you don't want to change, you change your goals and you change your expectations. Change it. Because if you're not willing to change and you're not happy and you're frustrated and you're not pumped about something that's going on and you're not willing to change, then you need to change. You need to get really comfortable with the results you're getting now because those are not going to change. So just change your expectations. Right? My dad has this perfect quote. It's like, just sums it up, right? If your habits don't reflect your dreams and goals, change your habits or change your dreams and goals. I'm just going to say that again. If your habits don't reflect your dreams and goals, change your habits or change your dreams and goals. Enough said. Enough said, Dad. Good job. All right, going into rule number four. Number four, respect the game. You know, if you're looking for a magic potion or a cheat code or something to make it easy in a way to cut corners and just cheat the system, you know, this program isn't for you. Like I said, I'm going to be real honest here. This program is not for you. In fact, fitness probably isn't for you. Fitness in a sustainable, healthy way isn't for you. You know, like I said, I'm going to tell the truth from the start. I want to help set those realistic expectations so we can help set our members up for success forever, not just for the time they're in the program, but forever. Tell the truth, set realistic expectations, because here's the truth. There is no cheat code. There is no quick fix. If you want, okay, there is a quick fix, but if you want the sustainable, you know, results that will last for the rest of your life without being miserable, there is no quick fix. There really isn't. And so rule number four, respect the game. So what essentially does the game involve, right? Straightforward. Fitness needs to be intentional and consistent over time. It's not something that you just show up and do and check off the list. It needs to be intentional and consistent, and it needs to have purpose with it. Okay. Nutrition needs to be realistic and sustainable, you know, consisting of good nutrient dense food. We need to fuel our body. And what's the best fuel for our body? Nutrient dense, good food, natural food. Not 100% of the time, but most of the time. We're going to be realistic, all right? You have to fuel your engine, your body, with the right fuel most of the time. And so that's what it takes. You know, and we also need to get some other factors in check, like sleep, water intake. How are you managing your stress? General movement. Are you sitting on your butt all day? Right? Some other things that we got to get in check, and it's going to take some work, some effort. And like I said, there's no cheat codes. Respect the game. And so that leads me into my last rule. Number five, it's the last rule, but not the least by any means. Fall in love with the journey, right? Fall in love with the journey. It doesn't have to be miserable. If you're constantly depleted, burnt out, miserable, starving, deprived, weak, and hopeless on your journey, just to let you know, it does not have to be that way. In fact, what you're doing with your health and your fitness should make you feel the best you've ever felt. That's how it should be. That's the only way for it to be sustainable in the long run, right? And I'm not saying you have to love every single workout you're doing, or you have to love tracking your food and prepping your food and planning your meals. And you don't have to love going to bed early and waking up early, right? I'd be lying if I said I loved doing that stuff 100% of the time. That'd be completely false. But what I do love is the opportunities that those provide me. The opportunity of growth, learning, the opportunity of improvement, of living a more fulfilled life, of standing out and being different and leading by example. And also the opportunity to impact everyone around me because I'm now a better me. I love the journey so much because I love the results and I love where the journey leads to. And to be quite honest, I don't even really know if there's a destination, because I think really the journey is where the magic happens. And then there's just milestones along the way, because, you know, when you hit one goal, it's time for another. You know, there might not be a point, in my opinion, at least for me, there might not be a point at which you can say, oh man, I did it. I'm good. I can stop now. At least for me, there might not be that point. And so I see it as a journey of relentless pursuit. There's that word again, of getting better and better and better for as long as I can go in this life, mentally, physically, spiritually. There might not be no end in sight. there's milestones, like I said, along the way, and those milestones should absolutely be celebrated. But like I said, I don't even really know if there's a destination for me. And so with that perspective, you cannot overlook the importance of the journey. You have to find fulfillment in the journey. You know, accomplishing goals is fantastic. It's a great, great feeling and should absolutely be celebrated and rewarded, like I said. However, the reason why an accomplishment is so sweet, right? You know, when you like get that feeling in your stomach and you can't stop smiling and it's just like the best feeling in the world and you're just soaking it in. You get that feeling because of the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the journey to get there. Like it finally paid off. And without that time and energy that you spent on your journey to achieve that, you wouldn't get that feeling. Like for example, if your goal is to complete an Ironman, right? That's like my goal. Not a goal. It's like maybe on my bucket list. The thing is, I can't like run more than a mile right now without my body falling apart. Anyways, if your goal is to complete an Ironman, but mad props to you people who run Ironmans. That's really freaking cool. Anyways, all right. So if your goal is to complete an Ironman, and you had a genie granted you one wish, and your wish was to give you the strength and endurance to complete an Ironman without training. And so your genie grants you that wish, and you the next day go run an Ironman, and you finish, and you did it. You know, it'd be cool, but man, that certainly would not be nearly as sweet of a victory if you trained your tail off and completed it on your own. So the fulfillment comes from the journey, the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put into your journey. And so that's what I mean. Rule number 5, fall in love with the journey. All right. So let's recap really quick. The 5 rules of GFIT. All right. Rule number 1, buckle down for the long run. Rule number 2, focus on progress, not perfection. Right? Rule number 3, get comfortable with change. Rule number 4, respect the game. And rule number 5, fall in love with the journey. Guys, I really hope something spoke to you today. That's my goal of this podcast is truly to just help as many people as possible. And like I said in last week's episode, I am on this mission to change the game in the world of fitness and health. And so if something in this episode spoke to you, I just have one request. Please share it with someone. Share it with someone that you think could use it, that could benefit from it. And so I'm just so excited to see where this opportunity takes me. In this mission to help as many people as possible. And that's something that y'all can join me with. You can join me on this mission to help by simply sharing. And also, if you have any specific topics you want to hear about, message me. I can, I definitely read those, right? I write them down and I want to make sure I talk about things on here that you all want to hear about. So don't hesitate, reach out to me on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever you can get a hold of me, please do it. Don't hesitate. But anyways, for now, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I thank you so much for listening. And I guess I'll see you in next episode. All right. Go crush the week.